Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers Show. I am your host, Virginie Boone, alongside co-host, Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of The Wine Growers.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I feel like I need to start very officially because I brought you a present.
Okay, please explain for our radio listeners what that is.
What this is. So
I feel like I'm waitressing again, just so you know.
Wow. Well, if you can deliver the bubbles, please, as the bell implies and is begging for, that would be excellent. So I had teased you and you a little bit about, you know, our love of bubbles, and I actually brought this back a couple of weeks ago from my trip to London, and I wanted to buy a lot of them, but it's a bell you ring when you want bubbles. And as we've talked about a lot on the show, I love bubbles. So it felt like, I mean, I really almost thought about buying them out of this little ringer because I think sort of everyone should have one and we should have them everywhere.
Well, maybe there should be a Sonoma County Wine Growers version of it.
Oh, we could logo it.
You could logo it.
I love
it.
Putting our logo on stuff. Jackets.
It's the right.
Bubble bells.
It's absolutely the right call.
It is. So I just feel like this was a special gift for you.
Okay, but what happens after you ring it? I'm waiting for the second part. It's meaningless on the first part.
I am waiting as well. That is the point.
All right. Well, we need to fix this
bubble dilemma.
It is a bubble dilemma. I know we've had bubbles many times on the show. I think maybe every show.
Quite possibly. So, well, now it's going to have to be moving forward, or I'll just be ringing it to no end.
Okay, so we're not going to just talk about your new bubble.
No,
demand,
but I am excited.
Machine. We're going to talk about our guest today that we're very excited to have in-house with us, Amy G.
I know. The Amy G.
The one. The only Amy G. Longtime friend of Sonoma County Wine Growers, longtime Sonoma County resident.
Yes.
Maybe local. I don't know.
Very local.
Born and bred. Not sure. We can ask.
I think not born, but essentially bred in Petaluma, and so very much local and very exciting. We connected through our partnership with the San Francisco Giants, and it was kind of, I felt like how it was when I met you, where it was like this instant sort of like, we like each other, we should talk and hang out and get to know each other. And so it's been great. It was wonderful to work with her on a series of videos, which we'll talk about when we bring her in, and we've got some other stuff coming up.
Okay, well, maybe I'll give her a proper introduction,
yes,
though, for people who don't know. Amy is an 8-time Emmy Award-winning producer and reporter and storyteller at heart. I think we can relate to that.
I feel like I should just ring the bell, even though I don't want bubbles.
You can.
It feels like it needs like a ding, 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 like that's amazing.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe it's just for any kind of approval.
Yes.
With 25 years plus experience in broadcast television, Amy has covered it all, including hard news, consumer news, medical news, and sports. But I'm kind of thinking the sports part is what I would want to focus on. So she is best known probably as a reporter, producer, covering the San Francisco Giants baseball since 2008. I mean, leading up to the glory years.
I know.
Years I remember very fondly. And she's also the host of a podcast called Girl, How'd You Get That Gig?
Which I love.
I know.
That name is awesome. And
I think we might have to borrow it.
We should totally borrow it.
Yeah, we could be like, girl, how'd you get that wine gig?
Total. Oh, we could do that.
Yeah. Or boy. Whatever.
Or boy. Or,
I mean, doesn't
hey,
have to be girl.
How'd you get that gig?
How'd you get that gig? All right. Well, maybe we can see if we can license that for
well,
her.
Well, I kind of want to know how she got her gig.
I think that's a good place to
start.
So
I feel like that is a very important place to start.
Okay. Well, what else can you tell us about sort of the work that you've done on the Cloud Club, some of the other things at the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah. Do you know, the San Francisco Giants has been just an awesome partnership for us. We were really looking for ways at Sonoma County Wine Growers to bring wine to, I want to say, folks that may not typically think about wine as their, I want to say, beverage of choice, especially during sporting events. And when the San Francisco Giants hired master sommelier Evan Goldstein, who we've done a bunch of work with and who was on the show a few weeks ago, it was kind of this, like, I don't want to say aha moment of, wow, there's a real opportunity to not only have wine at Oracle, but actually bring wine education, wine tastings, and really expose folks literally in our backyard, as so many Giants fans are locally and as well as in the Bay Area, to introduce them to Sonoma County wines and talk about that partnership. And so, and the video series we did with Amy G was so awesome, and I can't wait to talk to her more about that and what's ahead with Amy and the Wine Growers. So okay. There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Well, we'll return to all of those subjects when we come back on The Good Stuff. Good stuff here with Carissa Cruz and her bubbles.
Woo! I know. Michelle moved them during the break because I was making too many ringing noises that she was worried she was going to have to edit out.
I think that we're too easily distracted for
that
such
might be
things.
True.
Maybe that's probably part of the problem. But hey, let's bring it back because we're here with Amy G in studio.
Woo!
Very excited to have you here as one of our guests in-house and this great experiment we called Good Stuff Radio Show.
Exactly.
Or podcast. It's podcast.
It's both.
It's all things for all people. But you have exciting news, I think, Carissa, about some work that
yeah.
you're going to be doing with Amy G.
Yeah. So I guess this is like breaking news.
It is.
I love. Yeah. It's breaking news.
You should probably hit the bell.
I know. Where's the bell? Give me my bell.
There we
just
go.
Just once? Is that possible to do it just once? I didn't even know that was a thing. Breaking news. So we had such a good time, our team at Sonoma County Wine Growers, and frankly, the grape growers that Amy met and the winemakers that she met. We had such a positive experience and just loved the way that she was, frankly, telling the narrative of Sonoma County and our story and our history. And what was really, I think, special about it was that given her upbringing and connection to Sonoma County, being a local, that it was just such an authentic relationship with the county, with our farmers, with our winemakers, and I think just a lot of joy around that too. And so we have actually over the past few weeks been talking with Amy and are excited to announce today, again, breaking news, that we are actually going to work with her, hopefully continuing through the San Francisco Giants. So we're still doing that partnership, but outside of the San Francisco Giants partnership, having Amy come in and do video series with us, be kind of an ambassador spokesperson for our wine community and our ag community here with Sonoma County Wine Growers. She's an incredible public speaker and actually an educator as well on public speaking. And so we're really excited to actually connect her with our foundation, some of our vineyard employees to do some of that work and training, as well as with some of our growers and just sort of all things spoken, shared, delivered, and kind of the storytelling of Sonoma County. So, yay!
It's very exciting.
I know. Thank you so much for bringing me in and in all aspects to this show and to be able to work with the Sonoma County Wine Growers. It's really, it's going to sound a little cheesy, but to be able to come full circle, and for years and years and years, I've gone into San Francisco, and I'll continue to do that. I'll continue to work with the Giants, but to be able to come back and support and represent my home is truly a dream come true, and the commute is amazing.
Yes.
But the people are even better, and I don't think I could have said it better than you did, Carissa, about we got 2 days together on this partnership between the Sonoma County Wine Growers and the Giants to get three different vignettes done for them. And joy is one of the, you know, top feelings yeah. I left with after those 2 days. It was fun. It was exciting. It was compassionate. The stories are riveting. The people that I got to meet were special, and they're in my backyard. And so I really look forward to continuing the relationship and telling their stories. I'm excited.
Yeah, and that was so, what I was struck by is we had sort of a loose script for all of
very
the videos.
Loose. Very loose.
Amy's a pro. Yeah. I'll just say that. We had a very loose script, and what wasn't in the script at all was talking about her connection to Sonoma County. And in every sort of video and every filming and conversation we're having, it was the first place she went was the connection to the place. Mm-hmm. And then these names of Boleto, we did videos with John Boleto at Boleto Vineyards. We did one with Rodney Strong. And then we also did one with San Giacomo and Steve San Giacomo. And with everyone, there was this immediate connection both to the farmer or vintner, but also to the place. And that was not in the script at all. And I so appreciated that because that's what pulls people in, is when you have a personal relationship with what you're doing. And so I think that's, I'm just excited to continue to tell those stories.
I know that, and it being from Sonoma County, I know you guys were talking about where I was born. So a lot of people do not know I was not born in Sonoma County. I was actually born in San Mateo. So my father went to Stanford, and after he finished school, they moved to San Mateo to Pacifica. There wasn't a hospital there, so my mom had to drive over the hill, and she had me in San Mateo. But when I was one, my dad was transferred to, he was in banking, and he was transferred to a different bank in San Rafael, and they found Petaluma. And so I have been in Petaluma in one way or another for 49 years. So here we go. Yeah, we're hitting the big 5-0 this year.
We won't say what's coming up.
It's fine. I'm really proud of it. I'm like, first of all, what's the alternative? And second of all, I am really excited to hit a milestone. Yeah, bring it on. Because I feel like we're kind of coming into our best life right now with the knowledge that we have, and especially trying to empower women. And, you know, we're sitting here in a room full of women, which is fantastic, producing a wonderful show. So then the name of your show is really cool too. Just want to let you know.
Well, thank you.
We like it.
But the connection to Sonoma County, if you grew up here, if people are listening to this and they grew up here, it's kind of indescribable. You just know it. You're just connected. You went to Santa Rosa High, you went to Sonoma High, you went to Casa, you went to Petaluma. You have a connection for the rest of your life because somehow, you know, you either cross paths, you know somebody in common. It's, you know, that 6 degrees of separation, take it down to like 2 degrees in Sonoma County.
And, for sure. And, it's really
and
true.
Then you have these local businesses and friends that own businesses that you're trying to support. And you live in maybe the most picturesque place on the planet. And I'll never forget my mom always saying that they love to go on vacation, but she loves even more to come home because you're coming home to Sonoma County.
Yeah.
And I've always felt that way. I always wanted to come back home. And I've tried to live in Washington, D.C. and L.A. and I've tried all these other places, and I always gravitate back to Sonoma County. I can't stay away.
It's funny you say
that. I feel that way too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've lived in other places, and this is the first time living in Sonoma County, which I've now done since 2007. It's the first time I've actually felt that way, that when I go away, I want to come home.
And you look forward to coming back.
Where the before it was always like, oh, it's fine, but it wasn't like, no, I'm drawn, I'm ready, I need to be there. Like, that's where my roots are.
Yes.
So yeah. I totally understand.
So
talk about how you got that gig.
How'd you get that gig? Okay. So I launched a podcast with my friend and partner Celeste Gehring in May, and she is a producer in the sports business as well. Mainly events. So Celeste has produced stuff at the Super Bowl and the World Series. But we met in 2001 in one of my stints in Los Angeles. That I didn't enjoy LA very much, but I did make a very good friend in Celeste. And my husband at the time, we just gotten married. He was at the LA Times, and I was looking for a job, and I landed a gig at Fox Sports Net, which is on the Century 21 lot in Los Angeles. And I got a job as a features producer for the various regions we had across the country. And at the time, Fox Sports Net had regional sports networks everywhere, all across the country. So I walked in on my first day, and this was it. Like, I mean, there's so many women in this room right now, but like, this was it for like an entire company. This was
easily
as many women as there were. When I walked in, it was very male-dominated. And very, I will say, the men I worked with were amazing. You know, it was just, you were definitely a visible minority when you walked in. And I connected eyes with Celeste, who's 6 feet tall, hard to miss. And I'm 5'10", so we also had a tall girl thing going. We loved that. And we became friends. And I stayed at Fox Sports in LA for a couple of years before I moved back up to Northern California and started working for the regional network, which is Fox Sports Net Bay Area.
Can I just interrupt? I have a question. So sports, though, was that like, that's what was available? You loved sports? What? How do you even start sports?
Yeah, you should definitely be on our podcast because that's the way we go. We want to get your path. So I played sports growing up in Sonoma County. I played everything starting when I was little here. You only had soccer and softball available to you as a girl. Mm-hmm. So I started in that. And then in high school, I started playing volleyball and basketball. And volleyball was my jam. And I went on to play at UC Davis. And so I loved sports. And I mentioned my father was an athlete. He, you know, was recruited to play baseball at Stanford. So it was in our blood. We loved sports. But my passion was news and storytelling. And I never connected the two. I always thought, okay, I got to go hard news. I want to, you know, be a correspondent at CNN. And I interned there when I was at UC Davis. Oh. And that was the route I was going to go. And I was in that world. And, you know, you mentioned my background. I was at Cron in San Francisco when it was still the NBC affiliate. I produced a consumer news show. I was the producer behind the scenes, writing the show, lining it up. I'm looking at our producer right now. You
Michelle's
understand.
Michelle's making eyes.
Watching the time, right? I know she's probably like, you're going a little long right now. We're going to need to cut this. So that was me. And I had dabbled in on camera, but really had decided producing was my path. And I very much enjoyed hearing the words I wrote, somebody else speak the words I wrote. Mm-hmm. It was very empowering that I'm going to have you tell the story the way I want it to be told, or I think it should be told. And then I got laid off. So, you know, if you work in the business long enough.
Journalism is so much fun.
Isn't it so
way?
Much fun? And so I needed a job, and my husband's boss at the time from the LA Times had left newspapers because that was starting to dissolve, that industry, and he jumped ship to television and hired me as a sports features producer. So the best of my worlds collided because I loved sports, but I hadn't thought I would work in it, and I loved telling stories. So then I was telling stories of athletes, and it was amazing. But Celeste and I became quick friends. And when I left to pursue coming back home was the big thing. I was not happy in LA and I wanted to be back in Northern California. Paul and I wanted to start a family. I needed to have a community. You didn't have that in LA. I didn't have it. And so Celeste and I have stayed in touch all these years, 22 years, talking about how can we work together again? I love you. You love me. You know,
that's a bad Barney song.
Right?
As well.
It's a Barney song. But you get to this point, and that's what I was saying. And like, as you age in this industry, you realize time is valuable. Time is invaluable. And so I want to spend it with people I want to work with.
Yeah.
And I want to be happy with what I'm doing. And so,
yay! Bubbles,
ring
please.
The bells for that.
Yeah. And you only have so many more tomorrows, and so you want to make the most of today. And so we kept talking and kept talking, and we came up with the concept that what we get asked the most in our industry is how we got our job. Mm-hmm. And that you're seeing women and men both asking that all the time. And so we focused on women, titling it Girl, How'd You Get That Gig? Because we wanted to have female empowerment as part of our movement here, but it's really a resource. I mean, anyone can listen to it. Really, college students are probably the primary target. And I'm going to graduate and I want to work in sports, but I don't know how to get my foot in the door.
Yeah.
So we interview all walks of life. They just are female right now, and we may expand it. Right. I heard you guys with your ideas about how'd you get that wine gig and how'd you get that job.
She's franchising the podcast.
I think
already.
We should probably franchise.
I like it.
But yeah, that's the concept of the podcast, and it's been really a passion project for me. I just love it.
Yeah, and I would say it's similar. I mean, sports, wine, so many great stories in both categories. And one of those things where people just want to know, how do you even start? Like, how do you start to learn, or how do you meet people, or where should I live? I mean, there are huge questions around it. So,
and what better resource than to talk to the people who are doing what you want to do? And a lot of times they're not available, you know, for young people who are hoping to reach out and get a possible informational interview is a key term I always pass along, like ask for an informational interview. They might say yes, but if they're not available, come listen to the podcast because we got them.
Yeah,
and you don't even have to bother them and you can get their whole life story.
Yeah, you get a lot of great information. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue this conversation about podcast and storytelling. And I definitely want to know about, you know, your time at UC Davis. Is that when you started to maybe think about wine or get interested in wine? We will find out.
Box wine?
Yeah.
A lot.
We're going to get into that very soon when we come back. Good stuff. And when we left with our guest, Amy G, we were just about to get into, was it boxed wine or maybe just...
Can we not?
Maybe we...
I mean, you have to learn somehow.
You do.
You have to learn.
Let's talk about...
Coming back because of the packaging sort of sustainability.
Right.
When I was in London a couple weeks ago, we talked a lot about boxed wine.
Yeah, I think it doesn't necessarily have to mean...
What it did years ago.
Right.
When you were drinking at UC Davis.
You can't be judgy McJudge.
I know. That's true.
You never know what's going to come back.
Fair.
There's some good wines in lots of different packages.
Cans, boxes. Yeah.
All right. So, but you were at UC Davis and you said partly because you're a Northern California girl, but you also playing volleyball, but you had to have had some exposure to wine because it's...
I sure did. I watched my mom have a glass almost every night. Yeah. And not in a bad way.
So tell us about mom.
So mom and dad, they're actually very young. They had us very young. I have an older brother. But we had a very traditional, what we would consider a traditional upbringing, where my children did not, because of my job and my husband's job. Like dinner, we didn't have a lot of dinners together with my kids. But it was breakfast and lunch, and then I had to go to a game, or Paul had to go to a game. But my upbringing in Petaluma, you know, my dad went into San Francisco to work. My mom was a teacher, and so she had the same schedule as we did. So she was off when we were off, and she made dinner every night. I mean, there was a list. If you wanted to know what was for dinner, you opened the drawer, and she had her grocery list, and it was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and what the dinners were going to be.
Wow.
And then underneath that were all the ingredients that she needed clipped to coupons.
Oh my God.
That was, you know, so you knew, like, if you looked in the drawer, you're like, oh, man, I don't. Let's see if that tonight.
Can I go to my friend's
and
house?
Yeah, she stuck to that list because we were on a budget. You know, my parents were so young when they had my brother. She was 17 and my dad was 19. And so we were on a budget. So, but there was always enough in the budget for a beer and a glass of wine. And that's awesome. A memory that I have of being around the kitchen with my mom cooking, doing my homework or whatever it was, coming home from school. There would be like Toll House baked cookies. And I mean, it really, I'm not kidding. I know.
Can I come to dinner?
Bob and Chris know how to do it right. And when she sat down to dinner or while she was cooking, she enjoyed a glass of wine. And when my father got home from work, he enjoyed a beer. So it was always kind of just in our, in our world. And in my world as a relaxing element, you know, that the day was done, the family could be together and enjoy a glass of wine. Now, I did not start that way at UC Davis because I was only 17 when I went there. So, of course, I was totally...
Of course, you had to wait until you were 21. You
know, yeah, I was a law-abiding citizen.
For sure. But you and every college student out there.
Everyone. Every single one. All my students at Sonoma State. I hope you hear me. But I started to get introduced to wine, you know, as soon as I could, because I loved the concept of wine and I loved the vision of what that was, which was to relax at the end of the day. And so I don't ever try and convey I'm anything I'm not, and I am not a wine expert by any stretch of the means. If you say you want some box wine, I say yeah. If you say you want white, red, rosé, I don't care. Like, I love all of it, and I do not have really much discretion where I'm like, oh no, that's not very good, or no, I don't care. I
the
love
the opposite of us.
Yes. Well, I'm the yin to your yang.
It was super fun though watching her with Evan Goldstein, who's the master sommelier again for the San Francisco Giants and among a number of other entities and things, and just a brain and palate like no other when we were doing these videos, because he would take a sip and you were like waiting for him to comment, and then the comments would go on for like 5 minutes, and then you'd be like, "Can I just drink the wine?"
Yeah. So wait, can I drink it yet?
Yeah, like are we toasting? Yeah. And then he would be like, "Sammy, what do you think?" And you'd be like, "It's good,
it's great,
I love great. It.
It works.
I love Pinot. I'm drinking it. Like, I can't even speak because I'm just drinking it, Evan," which I think is part of the business and part of what even the show, The Good Stuff, is around. Just like you just enjoy it. Just enjoy
connecting
it.
To the everyday person. Yeah. I really feel that's what I am regarding wine. And you know, you mentioned UC Davis. It had viticulture as a major at the time I went, but it wasn't nearly as expansive as it is now because the Mondavi Center wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that's how long ago I went there. But it's grown so much. And I'm so proud that it offers that Sonoma State as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important because we live in this area where, you know, it thrives. And so I think there was always this background also of knowing if somebody said, "Where are you from?" "I'm from wine country." And that identified you across the world. And so it was really important to dive in and start trying these things, so I knew exactly where I was from. But to Carissa's point with Evan, I mean, he is so unbelievably amazing and verbose when it comes to wine and knowledgeable, and his palate and what he can smell and all these, you know, I'm kind of like, he's like, do you taste it, you know? do you taste the citrus and the apple and this? And I'm like,
sure.
It's just really good, Evan.
It's
so I'm working on it. I'm working on it and trying to identify, you know, more of the intricacies of wine. But the overall picture for me is I just love the idea of wine and the relaxation that it brings, the calmness it brings to life in general. That's my connection to it. And then being from wine country has always just been something I'm super proud of.
I've always thought that sports and wine had so much in common in that way, and that they kind of have their own languages, their own vocabularies. And in sports, it seems like it's more acceptable to be, you know, you can be an incredible expert and know every stat from 40 years, 50 years, or you can just go to a game and be like, this is fun.
I'm with my family. I'm taking my kids.
Yep. The experience.
And wine, I think, needs to get to there as well, where, yes, there are people who want to take it very seriously and get very into the details. And then there's the majority of people who just want a nice glass of wine in a pretty place.
So true. You could not be more perfectly correct, because being in the sports industry, I have so many friends who say, oh, I don't watch baseball because I don't know all the details. I'm not kidding. I tell them, I go, what do you need to know? Pick a guy that's cute on the team and start following him. Like, you know, let's simplify this. And they're intimidated by those who know. And that is exactly how I have felt. Not in a bad way, just I'm probably not going to engage here because I don't really know what I'm talking about. I just think it tastes good and I love the vibe. If we can broaden that somehow with Sonoma County Wine Growers and with the Giants and say, this is totally and completely inclusive, which is the vibe we need to go with anyway.
In everything,
right? But I definitely think there is a polarizing effect in sports and in wine where if you don't feel like you really can hold your own, you don't speak up and you miss out.
Yeah,
which is why I'm so excited to have you join our team, so to speak, using the word team in so many ways.
I'm in it.
That is, I feel like, how wine survives and really enters, which to me is near and dear, because if wine survives, then agriculture survives, which is critically important. But we have to make those connections, and we have to make wine accessible and fun and something that's just enjoyed with friends and family. And yes, if you want to think a lot about it, that's welcome too. And hopefully you try and experiment and find what you like. Because at the end of the day, you know, my mom likes Riesling and Prosecco. And those are two things I don't drink a lot of.
Totally.
But she loves
wine.
It.
She loves
and it's,
them.
And she loves them. And it's mm-hmm. great because I still get to sit across from her and have a glass of wine.
And enjoy that
And
time.
Have that common experience, which is what's, I think, to me, a magical part about sports or about wine, is bringing people together.
There's so many ways to go, and I know that we only have so much time, but, you know, scorekeeping in baseball is kind of a lost art, and it's something I'm very passionate about. I'm an author as well, and I designed my own scorebook, but when I was the in-game reporter for 13 seasons, I scored the game, and any fan I saw was like, "You score the game?" And there was like kind of a disbelief, but also, how do you have time? How are you seeing all this? And it was my Bible. It was my how I was going to tell the story. And if you don't know the work that goes into that, the lost art, but it also, when you score a game, you sit and you speak to the person next to you because they're scoring the mm-hmm. game. And you may see something and say, would you call him out on that? Or would you say that's a too hot to handle, or whatever the yeah. term is you're going to use? But it creates conversation.
Yep.
And wine creates conversation.
Yep, absolutely. Well, when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Amy G. We are back on The Good Stuff with Amy G. And when we left our conversation, we were talking a lot about just the kind of similarities in sports and wine. And you really wanted to touch on sort of the agricultural piece of that, having grown up in Sonoma County.
Yeah, I think that's just another element that has a lot of parallels to sports. And being from Sonoma County, I grew up going to school with so many kids who worked on farms or ranches and saw the hard work that they would put into their family's business. You know, they would have come to school and they would have already been up for several hours, especially if they worked on a dairy ranch. But I just kind of liken it to, you know, I cover baseball and you've got the minor leagues, and it's all this work you put in to trying to make it to the big leagues. And I've always seen that in the farm community as well. And it's very overlooked. And it's something I hope that we can really unveil and bring attention to, is the amount of attention paid to detail in farming, and also the amount of hard work and labor that goes into that glass of wine that you're enjoying. It's very, very similar to try and make it to the bigs. Mm-hmm. You know, when you finally get there, it's great, but it takes a lot of work to get there. And I have such appreciation for that work ethic.
No, and you did such a great job. I mean, we were just kind of bringing it full circle. We, you know, we met you through doing this series of videos with some of our growers with the San Francisco Giants. And one of the conversations you had, which was so poignant and frankly emotional, was with John Belletto. And we were out on the Dream Field,
right,
which is
right.
the where he sort of literally converted what could have been essentially 4 acres or so of vineyard into a baseball diamond that his employees use mm-hmm. on Sundays and weekends. To play baseball. And it was just, I just love it because you were able to draw out that story and such. And he was there telling it and made himself essentially very vulnerable about why and how. And so I'm excited that you have that connection to ag, because I've already seen it mm-hmm. sort of play out. And I'm excited for what's to come with your continued work with us.
Me too. So. Very excited.
So, but in the meantime, how do people find you? Instagram, sure. Your podcast? Give us all the stuff.
I know, right? Well, I'm on it all.
All the good stuff.
Give us the good stuff. I probably, my most popular platform would be Twitter or Instagram. And Instagram is just at Amy G. But then I'm at Amy G Multimedia on my other platforms.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, TikTok, Twitter, Threads. I actually think Threads, I'm at Amy G. You can start with Amy G and go from
look
there.
For Amy G.
But I'm on it all.
On Threads,
I don't
right?
do it all well. That's for sure. Especially TikTok. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
No, yeah. We've talked about that. That's a whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. And you also have your Instagram at Girl Gig Podcast.
We do. So we have a separate platform for our podcast. So our socials are all at Girl Gig Podcast. And then you can listen to our podcast wherever you get them. We're on mm-hmm. Spotify and iHeart and Apple. And you can watch us on YouTube for Girl, How'd You Get That Gig?
You can also go to the SonomaWineGrape.org website and check out the videos that Amy was already in with
yes.
Evan Goldstein and some of our local growers and vintners as part of our partnership with the San Francisco Giants. So all ways to stay in touch
and
with
so
us.
When will you start to get busy again with the Giants?
Well, you know, it's funny, everybody says, oh, you're in your off season, so you must have so much downtime. I actually don't at all, but just because I have so many different irons in the fire. Yeah. So I'm teaching currently right now at Sonoma State a public speaking course, and that takes up a lot of time, the podcast and all the ambassador gigs that I have.
Right.
So, but it starts to ramp up even more in February when you start going to spring training. Yeah.
Yeah. That was when we started FanFest. That was our first entree into the San Francisco Giants partnership was in February at FanFest. So we'll be back, I think, at FanFest. And
all right,
hopefully I'll be there with you.
I know. Yeah.
Maybe we can broadcast from FanFest.
Do you know? Well, yes. I saw Michelle, who's producing our show, just nod her head. So that would be a good remote.
That would be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun. She's shaking her head yes now. We have a lot of witnesses, so that's good. I think I should ring the bell for that one.
Well, you have to, you had to come full circle.
I had to come full circle, so yes.
We start with the bell and we end with the bell.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Amy G, for joining us and for all the great work that you do for Sonoma County Agriculture and Wine.
And all the great work she's going to do.
I know. Well, yeah.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It was so nice to talk with Amy G and find out all the great things that are happening between Sonoma County Wine Growers and the Giants and all things Amy G. So you also have something coming up, I believe, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. I know. Sunday. Yeah. So if you are looking for something really fun to do tomorrow on November 12th in the afternoon, 3 to 5, we are actually the Sonoma County Wine Library Association, which there is a wine library, which is awesome.
It's an incredible resource.
Incredible resource. They're hosting a 40th anniversary sort of celebration and panel. So we have six different AVAs celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. Carneros, Chalk Hill, Dry Creek Valley, Knights Valley, Russian River Valley, and the Green Valley of Russian River. And I will be moderating a discussion with representatives from all six of those AVAs tomorrow at Boleto Winery, Boleto Vineyards, from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. So you can go to get more information at SonomaWineLibraryAssociation.org, but it's ASSN.org. So SonomaWineLibraryAssN.org. /events. There you go. I think I did it justice.
Hopefully. That was a lot of letters.
I know. I'm kind of prepping for tomorrow because it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Of chatting.
A lot of questions.
A lot of
questions. 1983, big year. So
seriously.
Let's get to it. What are you drinking this Tuesday?
Well,
after you do this panel.
After I do, I'm going to be drinking at the panel as well, just
okay.
For sure.
Well, all right.
But you know, well, in honor of the panels at Boleto, we did a great video at Boleto. He has the dream field. So Tuesday night, I'm going to be pulling a cork of the Boleto Pinot Noir, and I love the BCD vineyard designated. So that's what I'm doing. What are you going to be up to on Tuesday, in case I want to come over?
Well, you are always invited. I am lucky enough to have met the great San Francisco Giants coach, Bruce Bochy, many years ago at Jordan Winery.
Nice.
And Jordan was one of his favorite wineries in Sonoma County. Though I think he loved all of them.
What's not to love?
So I'm going to go with a Jordan cab because I love Bruce Bochy and I miss him and I want him to come back.
Well, there you go. So maybe on Tuesday night while you're drinking the Jordan, he will feel those vibes and be very compelled to
That's what
come
I'm
back.
Hoping.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping.
Well, there's always a wish. Maybe we should ring the bell for that.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Good Stuff Hour today. Thank you to our guest, Amy G. And from Sonoma County to wherever you are, Carissa.
Exactly. At your house on Tuesday night.
I hope you always remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.